Oralkirurg nummer 6.
There has been a race for high figures of peri-implantitis. One study reports 6%, there is another one reporting 12%, a third one 18%, then one with 43.3%, and yet another one with 50%. And there seems to be no really consensus about the size of the problem. And indeed, this is not strange, because if you use reliable implant systems placed by well-trained clinicians, I don't agree about the size of the problem, even if I'm aware of many publications claiming very high frequencies of peri-implantitis. It's not surprising that the claimed frequency hit by an alleged disease varies, since in a recent AAP overview, there were 8 definitions, and I can add 2 further definitions from the literature. So there are 10 different definitions of what is supposed to be peri-implantitis. There's no consensus.